This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Alan Pogenpool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Colfine, Irving, and Fillmore. By B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions, serving central and southwestern Illinois. Contact B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or at bdry.com. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Cobwebs and Clutter in historic downtown Hillsboro. And by BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much, and welcome to Sports Saturday, the first Saturday in December, and the winter weather has found us.
Is it brutal or what?
Bone-chilling cold. And we always talk about being, it's better to be lucky than good in sports.
Oh, yeah.
How about the IHSA? Can you imagine if the state football playoffs were yesterday and today?
Oh, wow.
Oh.
In Carbondale?
Ooh. DeKalb.
In DeKalb.
Well, Southern Illinois got hit with over a foot of snow.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. But like last week in DeKalb, it was chilly, but yet pleasant.
Yeah.
But
Well, you had sunshine and, you know, it was.
Right. Yeah. But boy, if the Bulldogs would have had to play for the state championship yesterday, my goodness. Bone
you would have chilly. Been, you would have been thankful to be on the indoor press box.
Or I might just be getting thawed out now.
You did have the indoor.
Oh, yeah. We had the indoor facilities there. But hard to believe that it was just a week ago that the football season wrapped up with the state championship series. And last night, Terry, the Bulldog basketball team was right into it. Right into the fire they went.
Yes, they did. Litchfield already had a half a dozen games under their belt. And Litchfield's off to one of their best starts in many seasons. And the Bulldogs, you know, I think they ran on a lot of adrenaline early on and then kind of ran out. And Litchfield is a good shooting team. They move the ball well. They play pretty good defense. I think Purple Panthers are going to be a fun team to watch this year. And I think the thing with Staunton is, you know, when you play in an extra five games in football, that's over an extra half of a season. And you know, you have to put up with the injuries for a 9-week season, and you add five more weeks, and you're going to have dings and injuries and stuff like that. And that's what Staunton's basketball team is putting up with now. So, you know, Steve Moore kind of had a short bench last night, but I thought, you know, they looked like they hadn't played in a real game yet. But I think that's going to wear off rather quickly. So, you know, they never stopped hustling. So,
and getting. Trading the football legs for the basketball legs. It's a real thing.
It is.
It's an adjustment. And David Staunton, they probably had four practices, maybe.
Yeah, I would say four at the most. I mean, and, you know, credit where credit is due. All the guys, they played their hearts out. I think they only had four guys on the bench because so many players are recovering from football injuries. They played their hearts out.
And the Dogs only had one kid foul out. So, which, you know, coming right out of football, sometimes you wonder about because, you know, the physical.
It was a rather physical game last night.
It was a physical game.
So you'll talk about how sometimes the misconception about basketball is that it's not a contact sport. Well, it is a contact sport. Football is a collision sport. Well,
yeah. But nowhere in the rule book does it say basketball is a non-contact sport. That it never has been in there. So when you get, you know, 10 people running up and down a floor that's 84 feet long and 48 feet wide, you're going to have collisions. And we talk about officiating once in a while. It's about knowing what to call at the right time to call it and going with the flow of the game. You can't call everything. You just can't. Right. In any sport, you can't call everything. So you have to you know, go with the flow. And
I think it was a well-officiated game
last night. Yeah, you know, it was 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. Bulldogs got shut out in the second quarter. They came right out, scored early in the third quarter, but, you know, Litchfield had built up the lead by that point and really never looked back. And Litchfield, they've got some scores. They've got some great balanced scoring last night.
They're really good at moving the ball. They pass the ball a lot. I mean, that may sound cliche for basketball, but I know growing up playing basketball, a lot of coaches would say, you need to pass more. This team passes a lot. Yeah. So
Drew.
Right.
And that's Coach Logan.
You can get good ball movement, it just makes everyone's job easier.
Yes.
The shots get a little more open, and that's just the name of the game, I guess, is good ball movement. But
Purple Panthers won at 52-23 last night, so a little bit of a lopsided score. But again, Staunton just needs to play some games. That's, you know, that's just it. They need to play some games. And I'll tell you, you know, 6 weeks from now, it's going to be a completely different Staunton team.
It'll be very interesting to see Staunton come Macoupin County tournament time.
And I think the Macoupin County tournament just, I think it's going to be loaded this year. On both, you know, I think on the boys' side this year, I think you've got some pretty great competition. You got Southwestern's going to be pretty good. You know, Carlinville's improved. Gillespie's going to be good. North Mac's going to be pretty good. I think Staunton's going to improve dramatically. You know, it's going to be at Bunker Hill, so you can't count out the I think we're going to have an interesting Macoupin County tournament come January.
And that is the note right there, Terry. Yeah. The Macoupin County tournament will be at Bunker Hill this year. Of course, it was supposed to be at Gillespie, but they're still working on the pit, so they just flip-flopped.
Yeah.
So it'll be at Gillespie next year.
Right. So,
and they're making progress.
Oh, they are.
It's coming along.
You know, it just takes so much time. And the thing we've heard from Gillespie officials, when they put it back together, they want to put it back together correctly and make it stronger so that it doesn't happen again. So, you know, it just takes some extra time, extra effort, and you know, they're checking with all the techs and the design people and stuff like that.
So that could wind up really being one of the neatest county tournaments in a long, long time next year when it returns to the pit.
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of people, myself included, when that storm rolled through, thought, that gym's done. You know, the fact that they've been able to salvage it is awesome.
Put it this way. A lot of people in Gillespie are going, gosh, I hope they can save it. And everybody else going, I hope it's done.
See, I'm not from Gillespie. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's a great place.
It's one of my favorite places to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I loved it before they even made the renovations they made.
Yeah.
Oh, great place.
It was dark.
Dark, had the restraining line on it, the dead spots in the floor.
I don't know. Dave probably doesn't even know what a restraining line is. He's too young. Well, in some of the smaller gyms in years past, there was a rule that you could have a restraining line, a small line, about 3 feet inside the out-of-bounds line. And what you could do is you could step inside that three-foot area to inbound the basketball, but the person receiving the pass couldn't be anywhere in that restraining line. Mm. It had to be on the court. So,
going old school.
Oh, yeah. And some of the gyms around here, you had to the home court rule was you had to have your 1 foot touching the wall.
Right.
You know, because your feet were actually in bounds at the time because it was so close to the wall. So.
I remember playing a game of Gliss one time and just dribbling down the floor, and all of a sudden the ball just didn't bounce back up to him.
Every court has a dead spot. You know?
That's right.
And that's what you call the home court advantage. You know, the home teams know exactly where those spots are.
That's right. So basketball season is here, and Terry, of course, Saturday morning, so that means last night was Friday night, lots of ball games played.
As we mentioned, Litchfield 52, Staunton 23, Panthers off to a 6-1 start, 1-0 in the conference. Lincolnwood beat Mount Olive 63-28 in MSM conference play. It was Marquette 42, Nokomis 33. Carlinville beat East Altonwood River 48-45. Calhoun over Bunker Hill 59-46. Williamsville beat North Mac 58-47. St. Teresa down to Auburn by 350-47. Last night's games at Carlisle at the Kaskaskia tournament have been postponed till this afternoon, so they're going to do a two-session thing today. This afternoon, Lovejoy against Greenville, followed by Hillsborough against Carlisle, which ought to be a heck of a matchup, by the way. And then the evening game, about 6 o'clock or so, Greenville-Hillsborough, and then Lovejoy-Carlisle to wrap up the tournament tonight. So that's a pretty good tournament there, so some quality teams. So.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. When we come back, we will start talking to our area basketball coaches following these messages.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. At this time of the year, we need to take a moment and remember the true meaning of Christmas. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We have 4 locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's new in Hillsboro? Cobwebs and Clutter Resale, located in historic downtown Hillsboro. Stop by and see what everyone's talking about. Buy, sell, trade, and they pay cash on the spot. Quality used furniture, vintage Lionel train sets, John Deere items, clothing, and collectibles. Cobwebs and Clutter has something for everyone. Gift certificates and layaway are available. Open Monday through Saturday from 8 to 6. Cobwebs and Clutter. Enjoy the difference in downtown Hillsboro.
And at 9:15, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 20 degrees, becoming cloudy for tonight with a low in the teens. We'll head into tomorrow. Chance of freezing rain and snow. Expect a high in the upper 20s. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. We'll have highs in the mid-20s. Lows will be in the mid-teens. At 9:15, we have a temperature reading of 14 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
B-Dry Waterproofing Solutions is a full-service waterproofing company serving the greater St. Louis and Metro East area. B-Dry specializes in basement, crawl space, and foundation peering solutions. B-Dry has been satisfying customers for over 50 years and provides free initial consults and estimates, as well as excellent service with a lifetime transferable warranty. So if your home is in need of a waterproofing solution, call B-Dry at 1-800-966-2379 or go to bdry.com.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
At RogerJenningsInc.com, you have the power. You can search new vehicle inventory, used vehicle inventory, check the internet, and finance specials and incentives. At RogerJenningsInc.com, you find out about service specials and the 30-tire match. Buy any of 30 select tires, and if you find a better price within 30 days, Roger Jennings in Hillsboro will refund the difference. And right now, Roger Jennings in Hillsboro is participating with GM on the GM is Giving More event. You can get 0% financing on 2013 Silverados and 2014 Traverse and Cruze for 60 months. It's like Santa has moved to Roger Jennings for the season. All the guys at Roger Jennings believe that it's better to give than to receive. So go see them while they're in the Christmas spirit. You want a new Buick for Christmas? No problem. You want a new Chevy for Christmas? No problem. Just go to RogerJenningsInc.com or Roger Jennings in Hillsboro.
And at 9:17, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. Back here on Sports Saturday, we're going to talk to Joe Vance, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers, in just one moment. But first, Terry.
Yes.
Other big basketball news coming out of Hillsboro.
That's right. The girls' 7th grade team playing in the 3A state tournament quarterfinals at 10 this morning. They're taking on a team, a junior high school out of Lockport, Illinois. They're playing this at Auburn. And if the Dragons win the quarterfinals, they'll play in the semis at 5 o'clock this afternoon. And if they win there, and of course they will play for the state championship next Thursday. But you got to win, two on the first Saturday in the IESA competition. They defeated Southwestern in the sectional, and I think the Dragons are 19-1 now. So good luck to Coach Burkett and the Lady Dragons at Auburn this morning.
And with the weather we had last night, the Hilltoppers boys team going to be looking to win two today, possibly, over in Carlisle. And joining us right now is Joe Vanzo, the head coach of the Hilltoppers. Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time here, as I'm being told to stretch it out. I think we might have lost Joe temporarily here. Live radio
has just
happened. That's exactly right. It happens from time to time. But the Toppers, after the game was postponed last night due to the weather, they will be playing two games today in Carlisle. Game one coming up at 2:30 this afternoon. And we've reestablished connections with the Toppers head coach, Joe Vanzo. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Doing fine, Joe. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. You guys got a big day of basketball. Always kind of fun when you can play, too.
Yeah. I would have preferred to play last night, but, yeah, we're excited about going over there and playing our two games.
Joe, a good opportunity here to see, well, you're going to see Greenville, who you play anyway, but to see Lovejoy and to see Carlisle, teams that you probably don't see on a regular basis, good to get a little bit of a different look early in the season.
Absolutely. I mean, Carlisle is a great program. They're ranked 5th in the state in 2A. Very disciplined. They have a very tough matchup for us and a kid named Matt Hillmas. He's about 6'3". Really just kind of a good measuring stick game for us early in the season to see where we're at.
Joe, this program has really taken some strides in the positive direction since you've been the head coach. As you get settled now into, I think, your third year, maybe it's your fourth, I apologize for not knowing, but as as you get into more seasons now, what are you finding from, like, maybe a practice perspective of getting things installed? Do you find that kids are picking up your system quicker?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really, it just kind of was a carryover from the summer. When we started playing games this summer, it was really basically the same team that we had last year. So it was almost like a continuation of the season. And, you know, when once we started 2 or 3 weeks ago, you know, it was basically just continuing from that. So it was very easy to put things in. It was, you know, a language that the kids were already familiar with. And, you know, that's what comes with having a veteran group like we have this year.
And, of course, Dylan Miller is kind of the centerpiece of that Hilltopper team.
Yeah, Dylan's been great. And the number one reason why Dylan's where he's at right now is because he has the desire to be a great player. He loves to play. He's in the gym all the time. And he's put in a lot of work to get to where he's at.
We call them guys gym rats.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's no doubt about it. He's definitely a gym rat.
Joe, as you look at your seniors this year, what are you expecting from them? Not necessarily on the floor, maybe, but off the court in terms of leadership and those types of things.
We've got five seniors. All of them have been around the program for at least, you know, for at least a couple of years. Jonah Walsh is a kid who started for us for a couple of years. He's really, I kind of look at him as the leader of the team. He's a great rebounder, great role player. Guy that really kind of takes care of the team off the court. Noah Calvert is a kid that's he's a four-year kid for us, and he has really stepped up this year. He scored 16 points against Shelbyville in our first game, and he had 24 against Lovejoy the other night, and really has just done a nice job. Matt Tomazzoli is a kid that has come back out after missing his junior season. And he started for us as a sophomore, and right now he's coming off the bench. And I think that just shows you a couple of things. Number one, that shows us kind of how far we've come. And number two, it just, you know, kind of speaks volumes about Matt as a kid and what he wants to do to win. You know, he's been a starter basically in every sport he's played since he was an underclassman. And come in as a senior and accept a bench role at the beginning of the season just says a lot about who he is.
And, Joe, you need guys like that to come off the bench and provide a spark. And when you have a senior like Matt able to do that, it means so much to the team.
Absolutely. And he's just such a great competitor. You know, and really, I mean, that's his greatest asset is he is a great competitor. And he's really done a lot for us. And he's a kid that I really think will improve a lot as the season goes along because it's tough to miss a year. You know, and come back out. I mean, that's tough for anybody. And he's really, really handled it well and really just pleased about where he's at.
Well, Joe, best of luck on a long, busy day in Carlisle today.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you guys very much.
And we'll see you guys Tuesday night.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks,
Joe. All right,
Joe
Vanzo, the head coach of the Hillsboro Hilltoppers. And you talk about a guy who just is right for the job. Mm-hmm. He is just right for that Hillsboro basketball program.
And you know, and I think there's some renewed interest, especially at the lower levels, and that, you know, that's where it starts, and it permeates. You talk about, you know, ground roots, you know, at the lower levels, and it just progresses upward through the high school system. And, you know, Joe's so enthusiastic, and really loves teaching basketball, and he's got some that kids are very receptive to it.
We've talked about it before with Greenville, the continuity they have with their coaching staff from sport to sport. You kind of see the same thing over at Hillsboro, not quite to the same degree, but Joe, he's on the football staff. So these kids, they're accustomed to him. They know him. They knew him from football before he was ever the basketball coach. And those types of just little transitions, I think, for high school kids especially, are important.
Well, you talk about routines, and you know, football is a perfect example of getting into a routine because that football is very structured, and you need routine, and you know, you do certain things at certain times and certain plays and during the game. And basketball, when you come in and Joe's now, you know, got his program established, there's a routine there. Now there's an expectation of being successful with the Hilltopper basketball
right.
program for kids that come into this. So, and he's got senior leadership, and good things generally happen when you have seniors.
Well, and speaking of good leadership, they have it over at Staunton, the Bulldog head coach Steve Moore joining us on the phone right now. And Coach, thanks for a few minutes of your time. How are you this morning?
Oh, not too bad. How are you guys?
We're doing okay. So you're in a bit of a different spot. You really haven't experienced this type of start to your season as a head coach. Just kind of talk about some of the challenges that have been presented to the basketball team after the great season the football team had.
Yeah, we definitely have some challenges. I mean, I think we're these first couple of opponents were around a dozen practices and five or six games behind them. But I mean, definitely wouldn't trade that football season. I mean, that you know, when you get into this line of business, trying to help, you know, kids make positive memories and build esteem and that, and Coach Parmentier and the football team did that not just for the school but for the whole community. So I mean, that's something that I think long term will actually help our team. Obviously, in the short term, just being a little bit behind. And I think the injuries, actually, more than the practices right now, are kind of hurting us.
And I would imagine the morale of the kids when they came in for that first practice was about as high as it could be for the first day of a practice.
Well, I mean,
until you said on the line.
You know, I mean, you could just tell that they're so tired right now, like mentally, and they're focused. And even like Drew last night said, I don't know, are you guys going to come out and be state championship football team, or are you going to have a letdown, you know, because they've been going at it. And I thought we played all right in the first quarter, but you can just tell, again, the conditioning, not just the mental stuff, but the physical stuff, you know, the football legs that we're showing.
Yeah.
And with having, you know, we came out of summer, and we knew we graduated our top seven players. We were going to have to do some things rebuilding anyway. But we had 10 kids we thought we may be able to throw in the mix. And between one kid transferring and four football injuries, you know, our starting point guard and starting shooting guard are out right now. You know, that's just tough when you got five kids you're kind of throwing out there. And many of them should be taking their lumps at the JV level, and now they're kind of forced into varsity action. Well, but again, you know, nobody's going to cry for Staunton, and we're not going to make excuses. I think it's just going to make us a better team at the end of the year when we get everybody back.
First quarter, I thought you played a lot on adrenaline. And then all of a sudden it kind of petered out there in the second quarter.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'll have to actually say that I was kind of proud of our kids. And we actually only had like 3.5 practices. They had to give up the floor early the other night. And to get all the X's and O's in that time, and I thought they did a nice job, especially defensively. I was a little worried about what we do defensively. But, you know, when you got your small forward thrust into the point guard duties and your JV point guard, you know, trying to come up and do what he can and stuff, you're just going to have some learning issues there. And obviously, I think the conditioning, like you said, after the first quarter, we ran on adrenaline.
Yeah.
And then after that, they picked us apart a little bit.
And, Coach, I was fortunate enough to see the game last night. I was really impressed with your whole team's effort, because despite getting down in that second quarter, all the guys that played their hearts out the rest of the game, I mean, none of them were hanging their heads or anything. The effort was there from start to finish.
Yeah, excellent effort. And if they give that all year, we'll start executing a little bit better. I think we'll be in some games. You know, it's definitely something where we're kind of building. I heard you guys say around county time, that's when we like to try to peak. And we should have most people back by then. And I don't know. I really think that we're going to be a tough out come later in the year. And right now, we're going to take some lumps, but we're certainly going to compete. And I have to commend my kids for leaving it out there. At the end of the game there, you know, he put his JV team in. Well, I didn't have a JV team. But, you know, and our kids need to condition anyway. So I told him, you're out there. Let's start 0-0 and see what we can do here. But anyway, you know, that's just how it goes. We've been real fortunate over the years to avoid injuries and have, you know, some depth and whatever. And this year's just a different start. But it's, you know, if you guys know me well enough that I like challenges, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, nobody, as you mentioned early, nobody's going to cry for Staunton. And I tell you what, come the end of the season, nobody's going to want to play you guys.
Well, I hope that's right. But I definitely been an enjoyable bunch to work with. We just got to have just a little more extra time to work out some of the kinks here.
Steve Moore, thank you for a few minutes of your time this morning, and best of luck as the season goes along, and good luck finding those basketball legs.
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Steve Moore, the head coach of the Staunton Bulldogs. You know, you heard Steve mention last year he had such a senior-laden team. He'd probably like to have a senior-laden club in the situation he's in this year with the limited practices and the injuries, but that's not the way it goes.
That's not how the dice got rolled, and, you know, he'll do what he can. And, you know, with the injuries and the tired legs, and it's just a matter of – it's just going to take time. And patience is a very tough thing for humans to deal with, especially in the day and age that we live in. But you – and Dave, we were up there watching the game last night. Even the JV kids that had to play at varsity level, they've got some game. You know, they're not going to be hurting. I think Staunton is going to surprise some people by the end of the year. I really do. I think they're going to have a pretty good season.
That experience last night for some of those kids was very good for them. Yeah.
They played against a good Litchfield team.
Exactly. You know, and a lot. I don't believe they had a lot of seniors playing. So, you know, in the coming years, they're going to have the guys who are going to have these games on their back, and that experience will play in their favor.
And Staunton's so well coached.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about what the program, you know, they were kind of scuffling there before Steve arrived to take over the program. And really, ever since he stepped onto the scene, you can see that consistent leadership that the kids just, they take to it.
Yes, yes. And it's a trust-building thing.
Yes.
You know, you have to trust the coach that he knows what he's talking about, and you have to give it time because things just don't happen overnight. You know, Mike Parmentier will tell you that this whole process for the Bulldogs football team started in the summer, and it worked its way through, and then you hit a rough spot in the middle of the season, you got healthy at the right time, and boom, you got hot at the right time. You know, it's just a process. You have to be patient. You have to take your time and go through it step by step, day by day. And don't doubt yourself. Just don't doubt yourself. Just believe in the system and stay with it.
And you talked about they were in football mode conditioning wise, and how they've got to get conditioned for basketball. And once the guys get healthy, once they get in basketball mode, they're going to be a very quick and athletic team.
And it is such a big difference, you know. Oh, yeah. Football, quick, explosive burst. You know, a second or two at a time of explosion. Whereas basketball, you know, you basically got to sustain the same level of intensity for the entire four quarters.
And I think once he gets healthy, not only is it going to help the offense, but I think defensively he's going to be so much stronger. And that, you know, they play that zone, and man, that thing is just tough to crack.
To me, that's what turned the program around.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Steve comes in, puts that one through on it. You don't see it all the time. Yeah. People don't like to play against
it.
It throws you off.
It's a pain in the butt. Let's just be honest with you. You know, when you've got that guy out there 23 feet away from the basket that disrupts everything, it's just a tough, tough thing to work against. And, you know, Staunton has done a great job. Steve's done a great job of learning about the 1-3-1 and teaching it. You know, it's just a tough thing to play against.
Anybody can run it. But not everybody can
run it well. Yeah,
and
Staunton has been able to run it well. So they're going to do all right. They're not going to be hurting.
No, but like you said, come county time.
Yeah, come county time, watch out.
That Macoupin County tournament, that's going to be pretty interesting, I think.
I think it's going to be.
Well, remember, Terry, the last time the county was at Bunker Hill,
mm-hmm.
probably one of the greatest county tournament stages in a long, long time. You had that, I think it was a double OT thriller in Nick Sloman's junior year in the semi. Because historically, this is back when they had brackets still, so I guess it's a little different. But historically, that regional semifinal night was about as good as it got.
Yeah. Well, and I remember, you know, coming from a Highland tournament game that Saturday afternoon and coming up for the finals that day. And it was just a great day of basketball and a really neat tournament. But the semifinals that Friday night were just, for the boys, wild.
Joining us on the phone now is the head coach of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, Sterling Zone, Darren Denis. What's up, Darren?
Well, my relatives are from my dad went to Sterling Newman, but I'm from Port Byron, Illinois. I'm a Riverdale Ram.
You're a Riverdale Ram, huh?
There we go.
All righty.
Hey, do you want me to turn my radio off in my room here?
Go ahead and flip that off. Why not?
All right, hang on.
Why not? Can't hurt anything.
About 2 seconds.
All right, we'll just talk amongst ourselves for a moment while Darren gets his radio under control. No big deal. The Lady Cavaliers.
You don't have this problem on Trading Post, Tim.
No, never.
Because you run the delay on it, so.
Yeah, then you just get the 10-second delay in the back. Right. That's not a whole lot better. The Lady Cavaliers off to a good start here in the early part of the season.
All right.
Oh, Darren's back. All right.
There you go.
I was having a hard time concentrating with all the echoes.
Darren, you have to like the way that your club has started this year.
We do. We, you know, we're 5-2, and Had a nice win early over Nokomis. Had some other good wins. You know, we kind of took one on the chin Thursday night at home against Hillsboro. But, yeah, we've gotten off to a pretty good start.
Your club has, in the last couple of years, have been young. Now they've matured a little bit stronger, a little more confident in the system. And we've been talking about this for a couple of years, and, you know, this could be the year of a breakout year for this ball club.
I think we're, we could have a good year. As you know, the competition level is really high. And, I've been telling people, anybody who finishes with a winning record in our conference is a pretty darn good team. And I think that's absolutely true. For us to finish with a winning record, we'd have to beat either Pena or Greenville or Southwestern or Litchfield. to beat any of those people is a pretty tall order.
Darren, it's amazing the strength top to bottom of the South Central Conference in girls basketball.
I think you guys could probably argue about this, but I honestly think girls basketball is the conference's best sport. I think obviously our football season was very good this past year, and we've sent some people to the semifinals with Greenville, and people, have advanced in the playoffs. And softball, I think, has been strong. But, boy, since I've been here, which is my eighth year, I have to believe girls basketball is right up there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to disagree with you.
Yeah, and I call it the Route 16 syndrome. If you go about 30 to 40 miles either side of Route 16, you've got just a corridor of girls basketball that's just probably unmatched anywhere in the state.
I agree. I think just about every year I've been here, someone has won a sectional. And then Pena could have probably won several sectionals had they not had such a tough sectional themselves over there with T-Town and those kinds of teams. So it's definitely a tough league. And, that's good. It gives us a chance to see where we're at, see how we match up against some of the elite teams.
How about the strengths of your ball club this year, Darren?
We've been guarding people pretty well. It didn't really show Thursday night. Hillsboro just shot the lights out.
But you're going to have teams that do that once in a while.
Yeah. But we have been guarding pretty well. We've been holding teams, 40 points and under a lot. We're reasonably athletic and we're tall and long. We score in transition pretty well. We seem to play together a lot better than we had last year, perhaps. We're passing the ball around. We're getting some good movement. And so I'm pretty pleased with our progress so far.
Well, Darren, it seems to me that when you've had your really good Carlinville teams, defense has been your calling card, and a lot of times it'd be first to 35 wins.
Yeah, I think that's true. I'm sitting in my office right now, and when we hold teams under 50 points, we're 107-40. When we don't, we're 5-41. And so for a while, 50 was always the magic number. And lately, the last few years, 40 has been the magic number. If we hold them under 40, we're generally going to win.
And I think that's kind of been the general trend of basketball. And it's good for basketball because everybody's teaching defense now, and teams that can stop the attack of the opponent are generally going to be in every game, even if the offense doesn't show up one night.
Yeah, and that's hard to teach. If you have a deal where you aren't shooting well, your enthusiasm level, it's hard to keep it up. When I used to coach at McMurray, our coaching staff, we would always say, "Boy, if we want to improve our defense, we should do more shooting drills." Because, those guys that make a shot, they run down, they're ready to play defense at the other end, and so it's something that you really have to teach that. If things aren't going well for you on offense, you cannot possibly lose your concentration on defense. And so we preach that, and we hope it pays off.
Darren Deneed, the head coach of the Carlinville Lady Cavaliers, joining us on Sports Saturday. He's also the athletics director at Carlinville High School. And Darren, with Thanksgiving being later like it was this year, Christmas is fast approaching, and that means the Carlinville Holiday Tournament will be here before we know it. And let's talk a little bit about the tourney. A few changes this year.
As we mentioned a couple weeks ago, the girls have a tournament format this year that's similar to the boys in that we're going to have two pools of four, and then on the last day of the tournament we'll play crossover games. And then added to that, we'll set the tournament up on the first 3 days so that girls and boys of schools that have both genders in the tournament can play in consecutive games. And so as an example, you might see Carlinville play Bunker Hill at 5 o'clock some night, and then at 6:30 you might see Carlinville and Bunker Hill boys. And so it would be a girls followed by boys. And so the fans of both schools can get a chance to come in and pay and see both of their teams right in a row. So we're going to try to do that best we can. And so we hope that'll make for a more interesting experience.
That seems like a good change. I mean, this tournament's been going on a long time, and for it to stay viable, you have to continue to make the necessary changes. And this just seems like something that's going to go over very well.
Well, we sure hope so. We're counting on it. And, you know, I haven't heard any, you know, negative feedback. The group that might not like it as much are the coaches. The scouting is going to be a little harder. The teams that in your pool, you might not play back-to-back like we have in the past. And so some of the coaches might be traveling back and forth from Carlinville. But it's going to be good for the fans. It's going to be good for the school administrations in that they probably only have to take one bus. And so I think it's good for most people.
And the neat thing about the holiday tournament at Carlinville is that both the boys and the girls get a chance to compete. That's very, very rare.
Well, it's what we think makes our tournament unique, and so we're trying to sort of feature that this year. And like you say, hopefully it'll go well, and if it does, we'll probably continue the format.
All right. Now, Darren, you're going to have a full supply of, was it, blue M&Ms for me when we get over there, right?
I don't know.
Come on now.
I was listening to you earlier, and you were bragging about how at Northern you had an indoor press box. So I just don't think you can make up your mind.
I can't. I couldn't take those windows out. They were bolted in.
Now, our listeners don't know what you guys are talking about. You're going to have to explain this to me.
I will explain this. During the first round of the playoffs this past year, Carlinville hosted Georgetown Ridge Farm. It was a blustery day, but not unbearable. And the beautiful press box at Carlinville has the ability to take the windows out. Well, I wanted the windows out for the ambience of the radio. But Mr. Deneve, he wasn't quite on board. He wanted me to keep the windows in. I said I didn't want to keep the windows in, but I wasn't smart enough to figure out how to take them out myself. So even though Darren wanted the windows in, he's such a good AD that he took them out for me, even though he didn't want to do it.
There you go. Demanding person.
I'm in there freezing too.
He was cold.
I'm keeping the clock. That's my job at football, and so I'm trying to deal with Tim and keep the clock. And oh my gosh, it's just it's one of those things where people don't understand just how difficult this job is.
I'm telling you, I believe your comment was Boker doesn't cause me this much trouble.
No, that's exactly right.
I got to bring an email he sent me once. He always sends me his starting lineups whenever Carlinville comes to Hillsboro to play, which I do appreciate, Coach. But let me tell you, but the lineup you gave me was, I don't know how you could handle all this talent. You had Brittany Griner at center. You had Lisa Leslie at forward, Diana Trousy at guard, and Candace Parker. How do you handle all that talent?
I know. And then, I don't win as much as I should.
Darren Deneve, the head coach of Carlinville and the AD. We always enjoy talking to you, Darren. You got a good sense of humor, and we appreciate that, buddy.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
All right, Darren Deneve from Carlinville.
And we'll have the Lady Cavaliers on Monday night.
Yes.
Taking on North Mac. Right. So that ought to be a pretty interesting matchup, and will be our first chance to have a look at the Lady Cavaliers and the Panthers of North Mac. So
Darren can bring me my blue M&Ms on Monday
blue
night.
Blue M&Ms on Monday night.
All right, Darren, I want my M&Ms Monday night.
If he shows up with blue M&Ms, he will just about pass out.
I will. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll try to have some fun when we come back after this break.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond. BR Virtual Sports in Hillsboro has everything you need to have a great time. And it's not just for kids, it's for adults. Virtual sports include hunting, golf, car racing, spinning bikes, batting cages, air hockey, and pool. Call 556-8558 for tee times. Memberships and hourly rates are available. BR Virtual Sports for the child in all of us. Located on School Street across from Vogel Lumber in Hillsboro. Like them on Facebook.
Some things in life, they just feel right, like a sunny day or a cool country night. A family picnic with all of its charm and the
farmer-owned Prairie Farms eggnog is back in your grocer's dairy case for the holidays. For an extra special drink, whip some Prairie Farms cream and gently fold it into the cold eggnog. Then top it with a sprinkle of cinnamon or nutmeg.
Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms.
There's all sorts of holiday fun happening in Litchfield. Today, the third annual Jingle Bell Jog 5K Run and Walk, sponsored by St. Francis Hospital, begins at 8:30 a.m. Registration will begin at 7:30. A special prize will be given this year for the best Christmas costume. The annual Snowball Drop will be held at 10 a.m. in downtown Litchfield. And finally, children may attend a free showing of the Polar Express at noon at the Westside Cinema. Visit LitchfieldChamber.com or call 324-2533 for more information.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 20 degrees. Becoming cloudy for tonight. We'll have a low in the teens. Heading into tomorrow, a chance of freezing rain and snow is possible. Expect a high of around 28 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Partly cloudy skies. Expect highs in the mid-20s. The lows will be in the mid-teens. At 9:46, we have a temperature reading of 15 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues right after this.
Hey, this is Danny Russell from Russell Furniture in Staunton. We have every Christmas idea imaginable for your home. We have over 250 recliners in stock with free delivery and setup for $299. We have computer desks for $225. I have jewelry armoires for $199. I have gift certificates you can order over the telephone that never expire. That's Danny Russell, Russell Furniture and Floor Covering in Staunton. Come see us. We'll beat anybody's deal. Keep in mind, we have 12 months interest-free financing and free delivery and setup.
This is Teresa Lang of Security National Bank. At this time of the year, we need to take a moment and remember the true meaning of Christmas. On behalf of the Board of Directors, management, and employees of Security National Bank, we would like to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. We have four locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Visit us on the web at www.securitymb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
If you have a sports-related injury, give Teamwork Rehab a call. Teamwork Rehab's athletic trainers are licensed, certified, and there for you. Teamwork Rehab provides athletic training services for Hillsboro and Nokomis student athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. They are also offering injury screening for all area athletes and weekend warriors. Teamwork Rehab has three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Welcome back to WSMI Sports Saturday. About 10 minutes left in the hour. We will have Fighting Illini basketball coming up tomorrow from Atlanta, Georgia. The Illini will be taking on Auburn live at 1:30 here on WSMI FM 106. And guys, the Illini off to a nice start this year, but they are coming off of a brutal loss. They gave a game away at Georgia Tech.
They gave that away. They gave that thing away big time. That's going to be one you'll look back and say,
Well, and I imagine John Gross let his players know it, too.
He was not happy after that game. He was not happy. If you listen to the post-game show, on the Illini Sports Network here on FM 106. I mean, he was he was putting his players on notice.
Yeah.
Better come out strong tomorrow, or
they better bury Auburn. Is what they better do, or Gross is going to have him running bleachers and steps and anything else.
But you can just see the athleticism has been ramped up
on
this club at every position now. No matter who's on the floor, coming off the bench or in the starting five, they are athletic.
They're fun to watch.
They are fun
to watch.
You know,
they get up and go, and you know, they still they've even though they've out-rebounded opponents, sometimes in critical moments they don't get the big rebound.
Well, they seem to be a lot better on the offensive glass than the defensive glass. They had a stat during that UNLV game that they rebound like 48% of their misses. Yeah. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. But the defensive boards, that's another story. And as we talked about before, the Big Ten schedule, you got to be able to clear the defensive glass. And that was kind of the problem in conference last year. Yeah. It's probably going to be a similar problem for them this year. But to me, the biggest difference of this club is these guys are attacking the rim.
Well, that's the whole difference. And that's what Gross wants. That's what he was hired to do. That's the kind of players he's recruited. You know, that's the only thing John Gross knows how to do. And it's a fun style of basketball to watch.
And because of that, it means they're going to be able to beat teams when they're not having an on night. In the past few years, whenever they've been off, they can't beat anybody. I mean, because they were such a jump-shooting team that when they're off, I mean, they're absolutely horrible. Maybe the worst team in college basketball. And then when they're on, they're the best team in college basketball.
Well, and the thing of it is, they're not going to have to rely on the three-point shot. That's what I like, is the fact that they can take the ball into the hole, because when you do that, so many good things happen. So many positives happen. You break down the defense, you get to the free throw line a lot more often. You know, those are little things that add up to wins.
Last year, they were the definition of live by the three, die by the three. I mean, that was what they did last year, but that's what they had. That was how the roster was constructed. This year, they're beating people off the dribble, and when you start getting this penetration, the defense sags, now you're kicking out, and all of a sudden, these three-pointers are wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, everybody's a better shooter off dribble penetration when you're wide open.
Sure. So, just a lot more fun to watch.
Well, they were fun to watch last year, but this year, with more of Gross's type of guy.
It's this year, it's Gross's system.
Yeah.
It's his guys doing his thing. And, you know, this is what's in for the Illini. I think John Gross will build a tremendous program here at Illinois with his basketball.
Yeah, and Tim, I told you off the air earlier this week that I thought by the Mizzou game we'd have a new starting point guard in Jalen Tate. I may push that back a little to probably starting a conference play. But I think really, really soon, Tracy Abrams will probably end up becoming that first guy off the bench, and Jalen Tate will be inserted into the starting lineup as point guard because he knows how to run an offense.
He does. And when he's on the floor now, it just seems like the Illini are getting better shots.
Well, you know, things are working just a little bit smoother when he's out there.
And, just watching him play early in his freshman year, you can tell that this dude has played nothing but high-level basketball games his entire life, because this dude is not fazed
at all.
You know, part of it's probably thinking when he's in at UNLV last week, I played in bigger games than this in high school.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just got that smooth, calm demeanor to him. And at least early, he seems to be the type of guy who doesn't care if he scores at all.
No.
If he has no shots and 12 assists, he's going to be happy.
Which is a great kind of player to have.
Yes, it is.
But he will also step up, and, you know, the defense gives him the look.
He'll lock it down.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. That's good.
You mentioned the Illini-Mizzou game. That's going to be a very interesting one.
Yes, it will. That'll be up and down.
Oh, yeah.
The cameraman in that game is going to have whiplash by the time it's over.
You know, I can't quite figure out that Mizzou team, because it seems like, you know, obviously the Illini, everybody's excited about the recruits the Illini getting. It seems like every year they've got new transfer guys. Their whole team is constructed full of new transfer guys.
Some coaches do that, though. Some coaches run their program with transfers, JUCO guys coming in. You know, some guys just run their program that way. When you can't recruit high-level athletes, that's what you have to do.
And it's kind of a free agency style thing with college.
Frank Haith, to me, he's gotten a little overrated, in my opinion. Because I watch a lot of ACC basketball because I'm a Duke guy. And I watched this guy at Miami for years underachieve.
Yeah.
Grossly underachieve. Goes to Missouri with someone else's guys. We've seen it before. Has a very good year. We'll see how he does when he has to get his own group.
He was a really tough act to follow because Mike Anderson was such a well-liked guy amongst the Mizzou community. And when Anderson left, I mean, Haith came in. And I remember there were so many people on both sides of the Mizzou bandwagon. Like, oh, this guy, you know, he's going to be terrible. Oh, we like this guy. He's coming in and going to bring in new life. So,
I'll tell you what it kind of reminds me of. It's not the exact same thing by any stretch. But to me, it's very similar to the Illini when Self left and Weber was hired. Yeah. Weber looked great with Self's players.
Yeah.
And not so – didn't look – he wasn't awful, but wasn't right. quite the same guy with his own players. Haith looked awesome with Mike Anderson's players.
Yeah.
We'll see how he looks with his own players.
Of course, this season he was, what, suspended for 5 games right off the top due to –
right, for that Miami
debacle. Yeah. NCAA violations.
Yeah, but if you're going to be suspended, it might as well be the cupcakes.
Yeah, that's right. He's not missing the bragging rights game, is he? Of course, Missouri, they're not even thinking about basketball right now. They're
talking
focused
about
on –
SEC championship right. game, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would have thought 2 years into the league they'd be playing for the SEC championship?
Well, I think I openly mocked them on this program 3 years ago, going, they are going to get their butts kicked, and they're going to be sorry they ever got into the SEC, and here I am eating crow.
You know, crow's not bad. You get a little barbecue sauce on it. It's not awful. There's worse things to eat than that.
Yeah. Gee, that just goes into my long list of being wrong.
Yeah, just add it to the list.
That's number 6,492.
I'm not impressed.
Switching.
Well, Dave was at Ohio State.
That's my Buckeye fandom.
He's got his Ohio State
shirt
on. He's ready to go.
Switching sports, Major League Baseball. Hot stove turned from a simmer to a boil yesterday.
Yes, it did. Carlos Beltran signed by the Yankees. He got his third year
for
the Yankees. So
$45 million bucks for three.
Good luck to Carlos.
All this on the eve of the winter meetings. So a lot of stuff has gone on right before the winter meetings. It's kind of odd.
Robbie Cano to Seattle for $240 million for, count them, 10 years.
Yeah.
Pujols style.
A lot of people were thinking, you know, after Pujols, after the lack of production he's put up and the injuries he's dealt with the last couple of years, that we weren't going to see any more 10-year deals, but, you know.
Oh, but there are so many fools in the world.
Well, that's the thing.
They're called baseball owners, some of them.
Well, I guess Seattle had just felt so distraught for finishing second place every offseason to big-name free agents that they felt they had to go out and make a splash.
Well, that is kind of weird that the AL West has had the three biggest offseason signings the last 3 years. Yeah. And
they have the three largest contracts ever.
Right.
A-Rod, both of A-Rod, or no, A-Rod's first contract with the Rangers, Albert's contract, and now Robbie Cano.
And what makes it even funnier is the team that keeps winning the division the last couple of years has no payroll at all in the Oakland days.
Oakland, yes. Oakland.
Their stadium's leaking sewage, and they just keep winning ball games.
Get them a new stadium, Bud.
They need a new stadium. Yeah.
They're working on it.
Well, I guess it wouldn't be Bud Selig's job, would it, since he's almost done.
Yeah, that'll probably be the next commissioner is probably one of his first orders of business. Yeah.
Tampa and Oakland, get them new stadiums or get them resolved.
Yeah, Bud's tenure is counting down here real quick, isn't it?
Be done soon.
I think it's after next year or 2015?
I think it's one more year, right?
I think he's got one more year.
You got Cano, he went from the Bronx to the Queens.
Yeah, you don't see many people go from the Yankees to the Mariners. It's usually the other way around, but
he's going from a park in which hitters thrive to a park in which hitters die.
It'll be interesting to see. I mean, he's going to be a 41-year-old second baseman in the last year of that deal. Not too many 41-year-old second basemen rolling around anymore.
It was also Jay-Z's first Major League Baseball contract, so he had to make a splash too.
Oh, absolutely. And who is
Jay-Z?
He's a rapper.
Rap mogul.
There you go.
But I've always said, people who get upset with athletes going for the money, you got to think about it.
Oh, no, I don't blame
Robbie
Cano.
I know you
all.
Don't, but you've got a finite amount of time to make life-changing money. Not just for your life or your kid's life, but their kids and their kids. Sure. So you got to get what you can get.
Well,
I never begrudge any athlete. Just tell me that's what you're doing. Don't tell me it's about winning.
Right.
Just say it's about the money.
And talking about all these contracts, you know, with Beltran getting the third year, Robbie Cano getting 10 years, it speaks to the job John Mozeliak has done for the Cardinals and not overpaying for certain guys.
Yeah. He's done a heck of a job. If he's not the best GM in baseball, please tell me who is. The deals he has made over the last number of years, the contracts he hasn't signed, he's done. If anybody's better, please let me know.
Bet you after the contract, I got 99 problems, but a contract's not one.
There you go. Sports Saturday is out of time for Tobin, Terry, David. I am Tim. Don't forget, Fighting Illini basketball coming up tomorrow against Auburn. Good luck to the Lady Dragons today. They are playing in the state tournament at Auburn, so best of luck. You're listening to your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, the station you can count on. Have a great weekend, everybody.